This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, today is a second straight session of triple-digit losses for both live cattle and feeder cattle. No fresh news out there to go along with it, but the market had had quite a run to the upside through most of this month, so it was due for a pullback. I still am a little concerned that we're getting a little bit of negative ramification from the World Health Organization and their talk about red meat being a possible cause of cancer and processed meat causing cancer, so that's not helping our situation any. But there was no other fresh news out there in the marketplace today, as we saw December cattle close $1.40 lower, February cattle down $1.52, November feeders down $3.47, Jan feeders down $2.97, December lean hogs down $1.60.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell from the Oklahoma School Land Commission. If you need land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping, each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing as well as outdoor recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 33 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease this year. On Wednesday, October 28th at 10 a.m., we'll be in Enid at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, where 82 tracts in Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, and Kingfisher counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website, clo.ok.gov, and follow the prompts for 2015 annual lease auction information, or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases benefit Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Tom, what's influencing the grain sector?
Well, I think we saw a market that ran out of reasons to go higher in our wheat and our corn like we saw yesterday. So wheat and corn spent the majority of the day trading lower and closed lower. Well, the soybeans saw a little bit of recovery from the downside they saw take place yesterday. Now, as far as new news out there to move our markets, we really didn't have any. We did see our progress of our fall harvest coming along in good shape, the progress of the fall sowing of winter wheat coming along in good shape, but we also saw our good to excellent rating of the winter wheat come in lower than expected at only 47% good to excellent yesterday. On the close, December KC wheat down 4.25, March KC wheat down 4 cents, December Chicago wheat up 0.25, D's corn down 4.5, March corn down 3.75, November beans 6.25 higher, Jan beans up 6.5.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.